You don't know one moment to the next when you're going to step into eternity. And I say that because I want us to all be consciously aware that we need to be ready. Right now, we need to be ready. We don't need to wait until we get things straightened out. You can't straighten it out anyway. We don't need to wait till we get ourselves all figured out and everything understood, because we can't do that either. We'll never figure it out. We'll never understand it. We have to trust God. And we have to do it with urgency. And that's what I'm telling you today. Urgency is the key right now. And I want to talk to you too about who God is this morning. So I'm going to ask that you turn with me to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 7. I do ask that you stand with me again in honor of God's Word. Psalm 139, beginning in verse number 7. Where can I go from your Spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Father, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for the comfort that we have in your strength and in your guidance, in the truth of your words. For you are not a man that would lie or could even lie, and that you have made yourself known to us. Father, help us and strengthen us, I pray. Open our eyes and our ears to see and to hear the truth of your words and of your Spirit that dwells within us. Father, guide us. Unto your glory we ask it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Where can I go from your Spirit? You know, we can't hide from God. It doesn't matter where we are. If we're in heaven, if we're in hell, if we're in the air, if we're at the bottom of the sea, we can't hide from God. There is no place that we can go that God can't be there with us. God is omnipresent. How many of you know that word, omnipresent? We use three words to talk about God when we begin to define who he is, and we have that term omnipresent, and we have the term omniscient, and we're talking about how knowledgeable he is, and we talk about him being omnipotent when we begin to talk about the power of who he is and that he holds in his hands. Right now, I want you to hear this, though. There is no place that you can go to hide from God, because he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. The psalmist tells us, in so many places, in so many ways, we cannot hide from God. We just cannot hide. Listen, this is who God is. He is self-existent. He is self-sufficient. He's eternal and he's infinite. He is sovereign and he's wise. He is incomprehensible and he is immutable. He is holy and true and righteous and just. He is good. He is faithful. He is gracious. He is merciful. And he is love. And when we get close enough to God to see all of these things about him and who he is, and we begin to experience all of these things, we really begin to see how important it is in our life to know God and to have him in our life. And we have to begin with this question. Where can I go to get away from God? You can't. And once we understand that, then we understand, too, we need to build on a relationship that is needed. Not between me and everybody that's around me, but me and God who is always around me. Surrounding me, in me, through me, and all around me. God is ever present. He is ever present. And He is always ever present. You think about it. I don't want to blow your minds with this, but we, the created portion of all that is, we can only occupy a little bit of space in a little bit of time. And it's always contained right now where we are. That's it. We can't go into tomorrow until tomorrow is here. We can't go backwards into yesterday because it's already gone. But God is eternal. He is eternally past. He is eternally future. He is right now. And when you begin to think about who He is and who we are in all of this, we ought to understand, even if we could go backwards or forwards, we still can't get away from God. Can't get away from God. Can't get away from God. Have you ever tried to get away from God? I know a lot of times we like to close those doors and shut our minds off to who God is and think that, okay, well, it's just me. God doesn't know what I'm doing. I don't have to worry. Nobody's ever going to know. You know, God knows. And there is nothing that is secret that will not be revealed. And God will expose us all to ourselves before Him. He will show us what He has seen about who we are. Now that ought to be a frightful thing. That ought to be a fearful thing. When we think about who it is that has created us and all that is and all that is yet to come and the promise and the hope that He has given us through His Son to be rejected. And then to stand before Him and say, but I was still working on getting this straightened out. It's going to be too late. He's going to show you why you couldn't get it worked out. He's going to show you and tell you why it had to be Jesus alone that gets this done for you. He's going to show you all of the times that you heard and you laughed. All of the times that you heard and just walked away. All of the times that you had heard and made fun of and mocked and scorned the good news of Jesus Christ. Until you find yourself standing in the presence of God saying, well, I don't deserve this. Did Jesus deserve the cross? It's a relationship. Jesus took the cross out of love, and we take on the cross out of love ourselves. We don't walk away and say, I can figure it out. God says, love me. I've given everything I can. I'm asking you. I'm pleading with you. Love me like I love you. And let me be in your life. And let me guide you in life. Let me teach you what is right and what is wrong. And people will walk away and laugh and make a mockery of it. And then they're going to stand there and say, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. Well, what did you do to fix it? To prevent it? Well, I've been working on it. I still had to get things done. I already fixed it for you, but you walked away. I fixed it for you on the cross, but you scorned and laughed and made a mockery of my Son. I've seen it from the beginning and I've seen it to the end. I saw it when I was with you every moment. You didn't care. I cared the whole journey with you, and you refused. See, this is what we need to understand about God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, all the time. And it ought to be a fearful thing for us to know that when we think no one is watching, God is watching. God knows. God knows. Not only is God omnipresent, He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. Listen to what the psalmist says. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. And the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. So in all of His presence, He sees and hears and He knows all that is. And His eyes are paying particular attention to those who are His, because when they cry, the shepherd will answer. Do you know that if you aren't one of His, He is still watching? He is still listening. He's waiting for you to ask for that help and for that forgiveness. He is asking, pleading, and waiting. I stand at the door and knock. You know, we don't like to answer the doors, though, do we, anymore? We don't even answer the doorbell anymore. Why do they make those things? We don't. Somebody's at the door. Well, you get it. Not me. I don't care who it is. I don't need to see. How about your telephone? 800 number. We identify now. 800 number. Oh, I'm not answering that. I'm not going to answer that. Scam alert. You get those? You see on your phone it says scam alert. Why is it that we automatically assume everything is a scam alert if somebody is knocking on the door? Why do we treat God like He's a scam alert? Because haven't we shut ourselves down and said, I'm just not answering that. I'm not taking that call. Knock all you want. I'm not answering the door. I know what you hear. You're here to sell me something I don't want. God's not trying to sell you anything. He's trying to give you peace and hope and love. But you got to answer the door. You got to open your eyes so you can see. You got to open your ears so you can hear. It's written in the Proverbs, the Lord makes the seeing eye and the hearing ear. Ask Him to help you see. Ask Him to help you hear, so that you can have the wisdom that He's trying to give, the understanding that comes from knowing Him and hearing Him. Because God is everywhere. And God knows all things. He knows how to help you. You think you can fix it? You can't fix it. What, you don't even know what's broken. You're just angry, aren't you? Really, if you think about it, people are just angry about everything. Somebody drives just like you and you're blowing your horn at them. Why is that? Your hair didn't comb just right, I guess. Mousse. Y'all still use mousse? Any of y'all use mousse out here? I gave that up a long time ago. But God's got a salve that fixes everything and comforts in all sources of trouble and distress. And God wants to help. And it's wonderful. I mean, He knows everything. He's everywhere all at the same time. And what's amazing is that He's with us and He's telling us He's with us and He sees us. Be fearful. And I want to help you. I want to get you through this. I want you to get over this trash in your life. I want to help you get over the distress in your life. I want you to find hope and peace where you don't think there can be hope and peace. I want you to have these things. This is who He is. Omnipresent, all-knowing, always everywhere. And He's still looking at you individually and He's saying to you, I am here. I'm here. I'm here. And our souls are screaming so loud and so angry about so many things in life. We don't hear. We're looking for answers in all the wrong places. We're looking for reasons. We don't even know how to ask the right questions. How can we find out anything if we don't ask the right question? How can we know how much God loves us if we don't give Him a chance to explain it? You know, if you care about anybody in your life, you will disagree with them at some point or another in your life. But you don't just walk out and say, I'm never talking to that person again. You might be my sister. You might be my brother. But you was. You ain't no more. I'm done with you. In-laws, right? You don't just walk away from people you care about. You disagree. But you sit down and you talk about it. You get your head cleared up. And you get back together. You talk about it. God knows you're walking around with cloudy minds. He's trying to help you clear that out. He's trying to sit down with you. He says, come, let us reason one with another. See, He wants to give you answers. You got to learn how to ask the right questions. It begins like this. Lord, have you got time for me? You know what His answer is? Let me check my calendar. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No, that's, God says, I want time with you. And we say that. Let me check my calendar. God's always got time for us. He's already made time for us. And He's there in it. Always. Every second. And He's willing to listen and to talk, to chat, to laugh. God will even cry with you. I can tell you from personal experience, I've had my moments with God. Have you? I mean, there have been times when I have been angry at God. Dealing with things. I'm in seminary as an adult. I wasn't a kid when I went to seminary. I'd already spent 9 years in the Navy and years after that in school just to get to seminary, raising kids, 2 kids in high school. I had a lot of things. Didn't make sense to me. Angered me. A lot of things that had happened in life I couldn't let go of. And I'm in seminary and I'm like, God, why am I here? Why am I here? And I kept this anger boiling at times. One day I just sat down and I said, God, why? You know, I wouldn't listen to Him. I'm always yelling at Him. And then that day I said, okay, God, can you help me understand? And I just asked. I didn't yell anymore. Can you just help me understand? If I'm supposed to be in ministry, I gotta move away from this. I gotta get through this. I need help. Can you help me understand? You know what He said? No. But you know what He followed it up with? Don't you remember? I didn't promise to keep you out of trouble. I just promised to get you through it. And then we just worked through some things. And I found peace because God just explained it. He didn't give me reasons, but He explained it. and how I needed to know it so that I could walk with him with more comfort and more peace. So that I could stand here before you today and tell you God is there. He's just waiting for you to listen to him. Quit yelling at him. And just say, Lord, help me. I'm listening. Then you begin to build that relationship. You begin to understand that he really is everywhere. He really does understand everything. And you really find that moment where you understand this. He is all powerful. Because if he can take that kind of hatred that I had in me and just cast it out, he can take the same things from you and cast it out. But are you giving him a chance? Are you answering the door? Are you answering the call of the Holy Spirit without shutting it down and giving it chance to prove what it is? A lifeline. A hope that you didn't think you could have. An answer that covers it all. You know, you can ask God why all you want. And the answer is still going to be the same. Quit asking me why. Just ask me where we're going from here. Because that's where we got to go. Wise will never answer your questions. Where are we going now, Lord? Okay, let's walk and let's talk. And let's have time together. You know, time could be a lot of things. How many of you have wonderful time with your friends and family? Whether it's sitting down around a barbecue and having a good old cooked hamburger. How many of you here like good cooked hamburger on a grill? Not only one or two of y'all? I don't know what's wrong with you folks. You still yelling. That's what's wrong with y'all. Sometimes just sitting down by yourself with God is wonderful. It's refreshing. It's lifting. And it's just something you have to experience to know. And I want you to know that God is everywhere. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? There is nowhere that you can go. Whether I'm in the sky, whether I'm at the bottom of the sea, no matter where I go, it is even there that your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Because he's that powerful. He's all powerful. You think about this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in the middle, Jesus said, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. My Father has given me this power. And then, one day, these words will be fulfilled. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And all the pain and all the sin and all the sad goodbyes are gone. It's over. And those who found their peace in God, those who said, I will make my life as righteous for you as I can. The ones that he sees and the ones that he hears, whose hands he has wrapped around this new heaven and this new thing that he is creating where everything is just new. It's for you. It is for you. In fact, It's for those who are still rejecting him. If they will just quit screaming and hear and ask to know these things and to find hope through the life that he gives. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus. He did lay his life down. The Father didn't make him do it. He did it because he loved us. I do this of my own accord. And I do this with the power that my Father has given me. The Father said, you want to do this? And he said, I love him. And the Father said, I am with you. Do it. And he did it. And he says, all who hear my voice, they will know that I am the good shepherd. And so I'm asking you today, do you hear his voice? You can't get away from him. You can't hide from him. And if you can't hear his voice, it's because you just don't want to. But I'm asking you today, listen and hear so that you can see and understand how much God loves you. He wants to give you the hope of life eternal in peace with him. It begins at the foot of the cross. Father, I am a sinner. I am wretched. I don't deserve it. But your offering. I'm guilty. Forgive me. Heal me. And make me new. It's not hard to do. It's hard to walk. But he's already there with you in that too. Can you trust him? Ask someone who knows. Ask me. Y'all ask me, can I trust Jesus?
Can I trust Jesus?
Amen, absolutely. He'll be right there with you every step of the way. And with anyone who will ask him, can I trust you? Will you come? Will you make that statement of faith? Will you find the hope that he gives in his son Jesus? Will you be that new creation that he wants you to be? The altar is open. The time is now. Will you come? Father, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for your blessings and for the hope and for the joy, for the grace and the mercy that is upon us every day. Father, I pray your spirit to move among us and upon us. Lord, for it to guide us and strengthen us and to protect us. And Lord, if the enemy is waiting for us, I pray, let him be a victim of his own trap. And help us as your people. We give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Will you come?